This podcast is brought to you by the Village of Bedford Park, your home for business. Over 450 businesses strong and growing with a safe, reliable Lake Michigan water supply. Visit VOBPbiz.com and bring your business home to the Village of Bedford Park.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Now, the WBBM Noon Business Hour.
WBBM News Time, 12:03. Great to have you with us for the Friday edition of the Noon Business Hour. I'm Cisco Cotto. The Noon Business Hour is presented by the Village of Bedford Park. Let's kick things off with a check of what is going to be a shortened trading day on Wall Street. At Bloomberg, here's Elisa Parenti.
Yeah, that's right, Cisco. Wall Street just closed up shop a few moments ago after a half day of trade, and we have some new records for the NASDAQ and the S&P. The blue chips higher by 38 points to finish at 29,910. The NASDAQ up 111 points to settle at 12,206, a record. And the same for the S&P, which rose 9 points and finishes the half day at 3638. The Bloomberg WBBM Chicago Index gained 0.25%. We've already gotten a lot of data about online spending over the last few days. Now we're getting a reading on in-person shopping from a firm called SafeGraph, which looks at cell phone location data. The numbers point to a drop of 9% for those folks who are shopping in person when compared to a year earlier. Of retailers they tracked, Nordstrom is seeing the biggest plunge with almost 72% fewer in-store shoppers. On the opposite end of the spectrum, home improvement stores seeing a jump of 11% in traffic to their physical locations. Also want to mention crude oil futures down slightly right now at $45.43 a barrel. Back to you, Cisco.
Thanks, Elisa. We'll get into all of that and more on today's Noon Business Hour. In fact, we'll take a look at this year's coolest tech gadgets with USA Today's Jennifer Jolly. That's in our next segment. First, some shoppers may be avoiding brick and mortar stores during the pandemic, but they are still filling their virtual shopping carts. According to Adobe Analytics, Thanksgiving Day spending rose by nearly 22%, hitting a record. Joining us with a look at holiday retail, Gerald Storch, CEO of Storch Advisors, formerly vice chairman at Target and chairman and CEO of Toys R Us. Jerry, always good to have you on the show. Is it any surprise that Thanksgiving Day spending is up, given the fact that everyone is all cooped up?
Hey, everyone expected this. What we're seeing is a continuation of the trends that have marked the pandemic. A huge shift to online e-commerce purchasing. We probably compressed 4 or 5 years of e-commerce growth into a single year. Bricks and mortar are down, not as much as you might think, really, when you think about it, right? And when you add it all up, sales are actually up quite nicely versus a year ago when there was no pandemic. So the consumer, by and large, is spending and is going to lead us out of this problem.
Are we finding, as far as bricks and mortar go, are we finding that there are still some products that consumers want to go in and see before they buy? They're just not willing to risk it.
Well, it's really interesting. What the biggest growth has been in the home improvement retailers, when you look at real traffic, like Lowe's and, of course, Home Depot. They've both done phenomenally well during this period where they've seen both traffic gains in bricks and mortar as well as growth of e-commerce. At Walmart, you saw traffic was a little bit down in the stores, but there was so much in e-commerce, they still had great growth. And Target saw growth both in terms of store traffic and e-commerce. So people are still going to stores, but they're picking these big box retailers where they can go do a lot of shopping at one time. Baskets are way up. You know, and they're shying away from department stores and enclosed indoor malls. And they're not buying a lot of clothes because, frankly, what's the point in getting dressed up when there's no place to go?
Yeah, no kidding. Yeah, a lot of sweatpants these days for sure. The big box stores, they seem uniquely positioned to really make gains from people who are going online and buying whatever they want and then picking it up at the store. They don't have to wait in lines. They don't have to risk the item not being on the shelf. And their stores really, in effect, become warehouses of sorts.
That's right. These big stores that have invested heavily in this technology have the ability both to use the stores as fulfillment centers where they're shipping from the stores to your home Target, for example, has done that quite heavily since their Shipt acquisition. But also, have it where you can buy online, just go to the store and pick it up. And what's one of the biggest growing areas of all during this period has been groceries. So stores that have those necessities like food, which of course Walmart and Target have, right, plus have all the stuff you like to have, like the electronics, like all the, even apparel. You know, you can get it on the same trip, so it all works out fantastic for them. Doesn't work out so well if you're a standalone clothing store, a department store, or tons of mom and pops who are struggling mightily because they don't have the technology or the ability to do what these big box retailers can do.
Yeah, one-stop shopping for sure. That's what people want. Thanks so much. That is Gerald Storch, CEO of Storch Advisors. Just ahead, a preview of this year's must-own technology. The past year, some major glitches. It did not slow down the tech industry, though. Joining us with a preview of this year's hottest gadgets, Jennifer Jolly, USA Today Tech Life columnist based in San Francisco. Jennifer, always enjoy having you on the show because you're always the one who tells us about the gadgets, things that are hot, the things that people are loving. And in a pandemic world, I'm just going to go out on a limb and guess escaping reality is a big part of what a lot of people are wanting to do these days.
And you are on the nose. So gaming consoles are selling out across the board. You know, there's the brand new PS5. It is virtually impossible to get your hands on one of those, or the new Xbox Series X or S. Those are sold out across the board. There are a few kind of trickling in here and there to Walmart, to Target, to Best Buy, to GameStop. But I say, hey, wait on that one and go for the Oculus Quest 2, because to your point, if there were ever a year to try a gadget that can drop you into an alternate reality, this is it. This is just under $300. It's the newest virtual reality headset. It's wireless. So you put this headset on, you start playing. It features a range of apps and experiences that really just feel authentic. They help you get through the craziness of the holidays. So I love ones that I can exercise to. There's a Tai Chi app in there. There's an app to explore the world. And it's the best, for this price range, consumer virtual reality I've seen to date.
Okay, that's a virtual reality for people looking to escape. What about people like me? You have young kids, you want them to learn, and you figure if you can somehow make it a tech gadget, you know, maybe they'll learn and have fun, right, and they won't even know they're learning. Any sort of options there?
This is a great year for STEM toys, science, technology, engineering, and math. Sometimes we'll see that as STEAM with art thrown in. One of my favorites this year is a mashup between building blocks and robots. It's called Circuit Explorer. It's from a company called Educational Insights. And I interviewed them a few weeks ago, and I really like what they had to say. Like, not all STEM toys are created equally. They need to keep your kids busy, but independently busy, so you can do your work with screen-free, easy-to-connect and do independently projects. And this is a circuit-building set. It's connected building blocks with simple, durable instructions, and it's a durable product, so it's not like they're going to play with it once and then it'll never work again. And once they finish a configuration on it, they just follow these pictures and match these circuits together. And then you have these moon rovers that can actually scoot around, and these things that light up and twirl, and they're really neat. And once they're done with the first version, they can just keep adding on and on to it. So it's open-ended play.
That's
so I really
fun.
Like that as well.
Man, it sounds fun, and you get rid of the screen for a little while. Let's end talking about screens here. People all the time are looking for new laptops. What do you suggest?
Well, go for one that is new this year, marked down a bit, but you don't go for the very bottom basement that might have all the biggest features stripped down. I love the Yoga 9i 2-in-1 notebook. It's an incredible future-proof notebook laptop. It's coming in around that $1,600 mark, or the really simple Lenovo Duet Chromebook. This is just a few hundred dollars. It's a tablet when you want it. It's a laptop when you need it. So go for those laptops and tablets that will last more than through just this holiday season.
It is always fun to talk gadgets with Jennifer Jolly, USA Today Tech Life columnist based in San Francisco. Thanks, Jennifer. Up next, Christmas tree sales are surging during the pandemic, both real and artificial.
You're listening to the WBBM Noon Business Hour.
In the never-ending list of norms that have been disrupted this year, you can add Christmas trees to the list, both real and artificial trees, selling like gangbusters. Many in the industry advise people to buy their Christmas tree now before supplies are gone. Joining us on the ComEd Energy Efficiency Business Line, John DeCosmo, founder and president of Ulta Lit Tree Company, one of the nation's top sellers of pre-lit artificial Christmas trees. They are based in Glenview. John, it's good to have you on the show. Talk about the supply issue, because I think when a lot of people hear that, you better hurry, you may run out. They think it's just some sort of a sales gimmick, but no, they may actually run out.
Oh, this is true. It's been going on now for about 2 weeks where stores, we've seen it, they reported, where individual models are selling out. That will leave very little for anything after Christmas. But it's of no surprise. Swimming pools, hot tubs, patio furniture all had their early sellouts earlier this season. And this is part of a continuing trend. Take care of the home. Make it prettier than normal. Spend more time in it, as everybody is.
And because of that, did you find people buying trees earlier this year than they ordinarily would?
Yeah, absolutely. Just for a modification, we left the tree industry a little a few years back and concentrate on the light set repair tools that we make, be it incandescent or the LED keeper. But we get reports all the time from all the tree makers and the stores that that the activity's wild. In our own case, e-commerce is up over 30% for what we do.
Any kind of a push at all for the trees? Pre-lit is great. I love that. You know, don't have to put all of the lights on the tree. I'm a big fan of that. What about the scents, the fragrances, where you open up the tree and it really smells like winter?
For a long time, a really long time, people have said, I bought an artificial tree and I miss the real tree smell. Okay, so what people will do from time to time is to get cut branches from the real tree lots and put them in the tree. What we and one other company do is concentrate on a very accurate fragrance to complement the artificial tree, and that's called Scentkeeper. All the American sales stores, Wanamakers, and several Ace Hardware stores have it this year.
Yeah, that's really, really good. That's an entrepreneur figuring out where there's a hole in the market and filling it. Thank you so much. Good to talk with you. John DeCosmo, founder and president, Ulta Lit Tree Company, maker of Lightkeeper Pro. They are based in Glenview. Still ahead, a check of the markets, and we're going to meet an entrepreneur, another one who's bringing Chicago's theater scene into people's living room.
This is Chicago's all-news station, News Radio 780 and 105.9 FM. The WBBM Noon Business Hour continues.
Good afternoon. Thanks for joining us. I'm Cisco Cotto. These are the top stories on News Radio WBBM. Even though people are being advised to stay close to home this holiday season, Illinois State Police say they will be out in force on the highways.
I'm Brandon Eisen. The top 10 most expensive zip codes in Illinois are in the North Shore and Western suburbs.
Wall Street ends the shortened week with hopes the COVID vaccine will help bring the global economy out of its crisis. We'll meet the founder of an entertainment and theatrical production company that's taking their family holiday stage production and moving it to the small screen. WBBM Business, the Dow up 37 points, NASDAQ is up 111, and the S&P is up 8 points. Oil is down about 0.5%. We have clouds in Chicagoland, slowly but surely getting a little bit more sunshine as we head to a high of 46 degrees. Right now, 42 degrees. The Noon Business Hour is presented by the Village of Bedford Park. Illinois State Police will be out in force this holiday weekend.
Master Sergeant J.C. Clark says the best advice for anyone driving this holiday weekend is...
Stay vigilant out on the roadways. Ask yourself, is this trip necessary? If it is necessary, give yourself extra time to get to your destination.
Clark says while the state has urged people to limit travel and to stay at home as much as possible to limit the spread of COVID-19, troopers will be on extra patrols this holiday weekend. He says they'll be focused on speeders, people using their mobile phones while driving, drivers and passengers who aren't buckled up, and intoxicated drivers. Jim Gudas, News Radio, 105.9 FM.
Illinois did not make the most recent list of the 100 priciest zip codes in the U.S. Some area communities, though, are in the state top 10 list.
None of Chicago's zip codes made real estate blog Property Shark's list of the top 10 most expensive in Illinois, but the most expensive zip code in the state can be found in the North Shore community of Kenilworth, 60043. The median residential transaction cost there at about $1.1 million. Property Shark examined closed home sales between January 1st and October 15th of this year. Among the rankings, in fifth place, Hinsdale, 60521, $830,000. Western Springs, 60558, comes in 10th at $555,000. The most expensive zip code in the country is in Atherton, California, with a median home sale at $7 million. Brandon Eisen, News Radio, 105.9 FM.
It's 1232.
Money Talks as the WBBM Noon Business Hour continues.
A podcast of the Noon Business Hour always available at WBBMNewsRadio.com and the Radio.com app. Stocks look like they're going to close the week on a strong note here in a shortened trading day. Joining us with the latest, Nick Raich, CEO of the Earnings Scout based in Cleveland. Taking a look at the markets here, Nick, we have a situation here where, let's see, they closed up slightly, the Dow up 37, the NASDAQ closed up 111, and the S&P closed up 8. So a little bit of growth here in this shortened trading day. What do you make of what you saw this week?
Well, this week, you know, we added to the strong gains for the month of November. You're talking about one of the best months in history for returns for the S&P 500. It was up 11.27% so far this month. So very strong. And as a matter of fact, the S&P closed early day, trading closed early, and the index never closed at a higher level ever. So pretty strong gains this month, and on hopes that we're going to get a vaccine for COVID-19 soon and hopefully put an end to this pandemic nightmare.
Yeah, talk about the forward-looking nature of the markets, especially for newer investors. People say, hey, we're in a pandemic, businesses are struggling. Why are the markets doing so well? And it's because it's forward-looking.
That's exactly right. And, you know, since March 23rd of this year, the S&P 500 is now up just under 63%. And a lot of people don't understand why, because some of the data that we're getting with businesses being shut down earlier this year has been some of the worst we've seen in the last 10 years and sometimes since the Great Depression. But what the market's doing is pricing in abnormally high growth for next year based on all the shutdowns this year. So the market's always looking a year ahead. And right now, with the chances of a vaccine coming from multiple companies with strong efficacy rates, the market has to believe that if we can get back to anywhere close to normal, that you're going to have abnormally high growth next year, and it's getting priced in now.
What should an investor do, given the fact that, yeah, we're expecting that abnormally high growth? However, depending on how long it takes for a vaccine to get rolled out, depending on how long it takes for many people to get it, not just healthcare providers, we could see a really sluggish first and maybe even second quarter of next year.
Absolutely. And we're actually, as the market has soared to all-time highs this month, we're actually seeing the earnings expectations for S&P 500 companies actually go down for the first time this month in 6 months. And it's really a race against time because COVID is definitely getting worse. The death rate is ticking back up across the country. We know the cases are spiking. So the vaccine can't come soon enough, because if there's any delays in this vaccine, if there are any things in here where it's not as advertised and as effective as what we've been hearing, and it leads to more deaths and more shutdowns, yeah, the market will be ripe for a pullback of some sort. So it's really a race against time for the vaccine.
So we encouraging people then, and maybe we always do this, I mean, look at the company, look at its earnings, look at that forward guidance. Don't necessarily get caught up in any kind of emotional investing.
Never, yes. Always look at the fundamentals of the business, understand what the company does. But, you know, as we're investing here going forward, we just don't want to roll the dice and think the vaccine is going to come for sure and things are going to go back to normal. Even with the vaccine, as you said, it may not come as advertised. It may not come as quickly as what we're hoping for. So with some stocks, realize that there could be some pressure here given the strong gains that we've made, because a lot of people are becoming bullish right now at this point on the hopes that we get back to normal sooner than later.
Thanks so much. Always good analysis. Hope you have a great weekend. Nick Raich, CEO of the Earnings Scout in Cleveland. The website, earningsscout.com.
your daily transaction for useful information. The WBBM Noon Business Hour continues.
It's Entrepreneur Friday on the Noon Business Hour. Today we meet the founder of an entertainment and theatrical production company. It's taking its family holiday stage production and moving it to the small screen. Joining us on the ComEd Energy Efficiency Business Line, Denise McGowan Tracy, founder of Eleanor Management, based here in Chicago. You can find her online at eleanorswish.com. Denise, it's good to have you here. So we're talking about Eleanor's Very Merry Christmas Wish, the musical. Ordinarily, people would see this in person. With the pandemic, they can't, and that led you as an entrepreneur to pivot. Kind of give us a thumbnail sketch here of what you've done.
Well, yes, it's been an interesting year in the theater community, I'll say that. And we've been very fortunate that we were able to take an archival video that we have that was such great quality, and working as a great team here with my entire team at Eleanor Management, we've been able to now have the ability to stream it into people's homes for this holiday season. We opened just moments ago. The streaming started at noon today, and will run through December 27th this year. People can find out the information, as you said, on our website. And it's really just a click away to bring it right to the comfort and safety of your home.
How do you make that pivot? I mean, that seems like a big one to get all that tech in place and everything. I mean, that's a lot of work.
Well, I will say this. We were very fortunate, unlike some of our counterparts who did not have the video. We had the video at the ready, so it was safe. We did not have to redo it. So you're seeing last year's opening night world premiere production. It's the first time any audience ever saw the show last year. And so you're seeing that production as filmed that night and all the excitement and the live audience. So you're really part of it. And we love that. And we think that what's made it really great for us this year is, number one, we had that video. We're able to find the streaming company. I get a lot of credit, but there is a terrific team in place here at Eleanor Management, all of my partners and our team. But we added the merchandise boxes. And what we love, Cisco, about this is that we're trying to make it a one-stop shop. We're seeing a lot of things streaming this year. And so kids are watching a lot on their screen. So we thought, what else can we do? So we've taken these merchandise boxes with some fun items that relate to the show, ornaments, the book that the show is based on, letters to Santa stationery, a reindeer ring toss game, and all of those things. They can come right to your home. And then as you're watching the show, there you go. You've got some things that relate to the show. And so grandparents who want to give it, aunts and uncles, if you want to send it to some family friends, you can make it a gift, ship the box. They put the party hats on and they stream the show. And that's really where it's been great. In addition, we were represented by an agency out of New York, and we are now in 15 theaters co-presented across the country. So we're so proud that we are not only able to pay our actors this year and our creative team this year, but we're also helping to support some live theaters across the country with the revenue that we generate. So we're doing what we can for our theater community across the country, and we're so grateful to everybody who's supporting us and allowing us to do that.
Yeah, I'm glad that you brought up the actors, too, because a lot of people, when they think of actors, they think of the Hollywood A-listers who, you know, they already have so much money, they're set for life. And yet most actors are basically gig workers. And so the pandemic puts them in a spot where they have nothing to do. But you've allowed some of these people to actually have a living.
You know, well, we're paying them for this. You know,
exactly.
You know, I don't know they'll be retiring to Provence, but yes, thank you for that. But yes, so many of our friends and so many people in the theater industry have really been affected by this, because many of them, we know a lot of married couples who they're both in the industry. And so it's really taken a toll. So when the Chicago community supports the arts locally and doesn't just think the people you see on Netflix, but says, oh gosh, all that great talent I saw on stage. And this year, by supporting not just our show, do support our show, of course, but all of the other shows that you're seeing streaming, you can really help those actors and help the community this year. And we're really grateful for that. But also, we happen to think it's a darn good show.
Yeah, I love it, Denise. I really do. This is exactly why we do the Entrepreneur Friday segment, an opportunity to see what people are doing. And in a pandemic, we don't want a pandemic, but it does provide an opportunity for entrepreneurs to do what they do best, to pivot and find ways, in some cases, to stay in business and in others to thrive. And it sounds like you're doing both. The website, again, eleanorswish.com. Eleanorswish.com. If you didn't get that down, I'll tweet it out in a moment, at Cisco Cotto. That is Denise McGowan Tracy, founder of Eleanor Management, based here in Chicago. Eleanor's Very Merry Christmas Wish, the musical. She is our Friday entrepreneur. Just ahead, you can give the gift of stock for the holidays, even if you don't have a brokerage account.
The WBBM Noon Business Hour continues.
Giving someone a share of stock as an option, it can also help them the recipient learn about the market and investing. Erin Romans here, spokeswoman for GiveAShare.com, based in Phoenix. Erin, good to have you on the show. I am holding this book here. I am a shareholder kit. This is the gift idea. Help us to understand what you do here.
Yeah. Hi, Cisco. Thanks for having me. So the I'm a shareholder kit is a great tool that is intended to be paired with a share of stock. It's just a good way to teach kids about stocks and the basics of investing. And you can get your share of stock at GiveAShare.com, which is actually my parents' company that was founded back in 2002. So it's really, really simple. They made it really easy to go on and buy a share of stock as a gift, and it's the only place you can get a tangible stock certificate. We offer more than 120 companies to choose from. Some of the most popular are Disney, Apple, Coke, and Nike. So yeah, just a really, really great gift to get, especially for kids.
Yeah, this helps them to understand exactly what it is. The book is colorful, and so a lot of pictures, really engaging. And I don't know if it was this that you used or not, but you were able to get a book into Warren Buffett's hands, and it's because you owned a share of stock. Kind of tell us that.
Exactly. Yeah. So my parents bought me a share of Berkshire Hathaway many years ago. And so every year I would get some passes in the mail to go to the shareholders meeting in Omaha. So back in 2013, we decided to go, and I was actually able to, you know, talk to the CEO of one of his companies that hosted one of the events. And from there, I gave her a book, and she thought, oh my gosh, Warren Buffett needs to see this. So she actually got me into this little inner circle with Warren Buffett, where I was able to pitch the book to him and give him a copy, get him to sign a copy. And it was just a really, really cool experience as a young adult. It really helped me, you know, just having that share of stock really helped me get interested and stay interested. And it actually helped me pursue my finance degree. So I just think it had a huge impact on my life, and you know, just getting to meet someone like Warren Buffett was incredible.
Yeah, the website is GiveAShare.com, an opportunity to get kids started from a young age in buying stock. Thank you so much, Erin Roman.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. T-Mobile.com.
Now with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with Game Tip, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.